अहं सर्वानरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् दातुं च यामुदीरये नष्टा प्रयिष्वम् पादरेषु नित्यां भगवत सेवायाम् भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति न इति आदिको।
Hare Bol, Radhe Kapriya.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Sorry.
No, sorry, very nice. Yamuna is so clever, finally got it. And I told you. Ah, very wonderful. Radhika, I just don't know whether she will call this Jintian Mintian. You the goddess of Samaha?
妈咪说她不知道到底是今天过来跟她信的还是明天过来跟她信。
我的卡都是今天，因为玩一下，
我的今阿格达西是今天，但是，
好，对，
但是明天也要做阿格达西。
真的，每天最快的就非常好，加多罗玛西啊，最厉非常好的意思。要把小灰星的样子记着，记着，中国的灰星记着。
好，
再跟他说。哇，那这个为什么？我问你一下，因为now actually 今天是 Devashayana Ekadashi， 将不帮先生要睡觉，今天四个月。
哦。
还是今天 ？Yes， that's why we just a very important day today on our calendar. We're all going to.
哦，那为什么呢？今天其实这个日子非常特别 ，Deva Ashaya Ekadasi。那么
Ashaya Shayana Shayana means bed or sleeping like Shayana
Shayana 的意思呢，就是去睡觉，上床睡觉的意思。那么今天刚好是所有干生人就是要开始睡觉，而且一岁就是四个月。
Yamuna was really upset because she has hardly slept for 4 months and you know, who is watching the universe at this time?
Yamuna 呢听了这个消息以后就感到很担心啊，半神人他们都去睡觉了，那么谁来看管这个物质宇宙的运作呢？
But first of all, they're very good managers. 还是Yamuna问大家睡觉在古巴丹家里做副做巴里格吗？大家光睡做工作没有劲。Right?
Oh.
So, Bansan and even better managers than Yamuna, so even, you know, they sleep, the whole universe is running pretty smoothly.
那么比如说 Yamuna 他在格瓦丹山就好像在格瓦丹山绕拜啊就好像在休息睡觉，但是呢他的公司在中国的公司呢却很好的去运作，还在很好的运作，但是当然半神人他们肯定是比亚莫娜更好更棒的管理者，那么如果半神人去休息睡觉了，那整个宇宙照样会很好的运作。
So yes, the second thing is that our half a year 6 months is only demigod's day, okay, and 6 months is their night, so for their calculation it's only 8 hours they sleep, for us it's four long months.
那么另外一个原因呢，就是对于我们来说，我们的半年只不过是天上半神人的一天，所以呢我们半他们睡一天的话，其实也对于我们来说六个月已经很长了，四个月已经很长了，但对他们来说其实也不算长。
So we have very special duty. All the Vaishnavas of the universe for these 4 months have special duties to perform. Trying to help one children sleep peacefully.
所以呢我们就是要有个责任，就是要帮助半神人们能够安心的睡好觉。
So 4 months, devotees are not supposed to travel any place, sit in their particular temple, home, whatever, and study shastras, chant more rounds for the protection of the peace of the universe.So the level of goodness increases and automatically level of demonic qualities and tamo good decrease in the universe. Otherwise, demons will become too strong. Demons are not sleeping. Demons are in sleep.
那么所以呢，我们要做的是，就是能够无论在家里也好，在庙里也好，我们安心的能够更多的念圈，更多的阅读经典，来增强这个宇宙的善良属性。当善良属性增强的时候，就是来对，这样子才能伴神人们，他们才能够好好的睡好觉。如果不这样子的话，那么那些恶魔们没有睡觉，伴神人睡觉了，那么就会天下大乱。
So we have to try to fight with the ammo inside our hearts to start with, okay? It's very important. Just a little bit reduce our eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. A little bit, as much as you can. If not, cancel altogether.
那么所以我们要非常小心来防御好自己，我们内心的这些恶魔们，然后呢，只是稍微减少一些吃睡防卫和交配的时间。
Now it's our duty, really. I mean, Mahavishnu is sleeping all the time in his yoga nidra. He's watching what's happening in the universe, the whole thing, so very special of every living entity. But when demigods are in power, they are strong, which is now completely okay. In the beginning of the 51st day of Brahmaji, around 10 o'clock in the morning, they are good. Brahmaji in very good consciousness. This day of Brahma is very nice, and it's only 5,000 years after Krishna's appearance.
Oh, sorry, mommy.
No, this day of Brahma is not tamasic, okay? There are some days when Brahma is tamagun, okay? It's 51st day of his life. Mm-hmm. It just started around 10, after 10 o'clock in the morning. So everything is very auspicious. We are pretty fortunate to come on the sattvic surroundings.
那么我们现在所处的这个时候呢，刚好是这位婆罗赫摩呢，他不是很处在愚昧形态，他的知觉比较好，而且呢是在他这一生的就是51岁，妈咪
Yeah, he finished his 50th birthday, now he's in his 51st year, our promise. Half year, half life already finished.
而且是刚好是在他中年的时候，在51岁，他100岁的话，51岁刚开始的时候，而且这个时候在他这一天当中，大概上午10点左右，所以呢，他基本上是处在一个很善良属性的状态下。
There is such wonderful statements in Bhagavad, I'm sure Prabhupada will write in the commentaries. We feel that they know that Brahma has extremely long life and nothing to do with it. No, Brahma is our grandfather. Of all living entities, his father and grandfather, and he's very close relative, and he really can help him too.
那么有时候我们会觉得啊，这个 Brahma 他一生活这么长时间，那这一生很无聊啊，就这么长。但是实际上呢，我主 Brahma 就好像我们每一个人的祖父或者是曾祖父，是我们最原初的那个就上述到。很原始的这个嘱咐，所以呢，我们每个人其实跟他们关系都很近，因此呢，我们可以为此而做些什么去帮助他们。
Yes, how?
怎么帮助他们
be nice devotees ourselves and do some conscientious tapasya kusi, not the tapasya which is imposed on us by the material modes of nature, by Maya Devi. No, voluntarily tapasya.To maintain the status quo in the universe, especially in Chaturmasya.
那么我们怎么来帮助主 Brahma 呢？当然我们可以做一位好的奉献者。其次呢，我们也可以做一些有意识的苦行。当然，这种苦行并不是说就是完全被 Maya 驱使去做一些苦行，而是我们做一些自觉自愿的苦行。
Gaudiya Vaishnavas usually take some vows like first month of Chaturmasya, simple, not in green leafy vegetables, and some devotees think it's completely enough.
那么包括我们在四月苦行做一些四月苦行的相应的苦行，那么在我们 Gaudiya Vaishnava 传承当中，我奉献者会发誓在四月苦行第一个月就戒食绿叶菜，那有些奉献者会说这不吃绿叶菜就够了。
Yes, but actually we can do much more than this. increase our studying in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, take some vows to not get angry, to not criticize devotees, to help every person we see, to share everything we can share without straining ourselves, at least that much. There are 4 months, so we can take 4 different specials.
Hare Krishna. 那么就是，但是在除了吃不吃绿叶菜之外呢，我们还可以做。Sorry, Mommy, Hare Krishna.
Yes, there are 4 months, so we can take some special vows, which especially for us a little difficult to do. Like some people who get angry to not get angry, some people who like to cheat or lie a little bit to try to not do these things, right? Like this, something which is normally we do and not so good. Okay, to reject these things, 1 vow for every month, 4 special vows every year.
那我们就是之外呢，我们可以更多的来阅读国家法坛、国家梵歌，或者是争取在这4个月不生气、发怒、不嫉妒等等。那么我们还可以在我们的日常生活当中，可能会有一些不良的习性，比如说喜欢说谎，还经常骗人等等。那么我们在每一个月都可以发下一个誓言，就是不再做这些。 不好的习惯，所以这样子的话，一年4个月，我们就能够有4个誓言。
Some devotees or just brahmanas or whatever Indians, they just don't cut their fingernails, don't cut their hair, whatever, don't shave. So Prabhupada says, come on, growing hair is not a big tapasya, they grow anyway, you cut them or not, you know. So this is not what we are doing, karma kanda. We should work on our hearts, specifically in these 4 months of demigods, sleep.
那在印度呢，有些婆罗门他们在4月苦行期间发誓，比如说不剪指甲，不剃胡子，不剪头发等等。那释迦牟尼佛说这个苦行不算什么，你那个指甲不剪它也会长，你胡子不剪它也会长，没有什么特别的苦行。那我们作为奉献者的话，我们不应该做这种 karma kanda 业报之部的奉献者，我们应该发自内心的去。 来协助这半生人他们在睡眠期间的4个月。
Because in our Gaudiya tradition, we just start fasting from Pratipat, first day of the Purnima, which falls on Wednesday. So we still have time to think which special things we are trying to offer this Chaturmasya to Krishna to support the demigods who are best devotees in the universe.
按照这个常规的话，是在这个月圆之后的第1天开始，所以呢，我们还会有一点时间可以好好想一想，我们要做一些怎样的特别的誓言，来帮助这个宇宙当中这些在履行非常好的旅行职责的半神人们。
The best service we can do to repay our debt to our spiritual masters, to Guru Parampara altogether, and even to demigods and Lord Brahmaji himself, what to speak of Lord Vishnu, just be nice devotees, growing ourselves all the time and helping others. So that's the best time to do it, best time of the year.
来帮助我们的灵性导师，以及是使徒传系，包括半圣人早上受到主Brahma，最好的方法呢，就是让我们自己能够有很好的成长，然后再把这个灵性的知识跟其他人去尽量的去跟其他人分享。
Dear Yamuna Lakshmi organized at least 3 groups of different Bhagavatam, different style Bhagavatam studies on wasting, and she's maintaining their enthusiasm in different ways.
我们的 Yamuna 她在微信上至少有3个不同风格的博加瓦坛群，然后她在充满热情的来维系好这些群。
And yesterday she showed me, she, because we planned to finish by time leaving for China, the whole Bhagavatam with commentary, she put this whole stack of books, she has to finish 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. in this 1 month. At least we will try. Does that mean we will dare, but we'll dare to challenge Krishna? We're going to try to have Bhagavatam. We are not on the schedule, but we are trying. It's a big pile of Bhagavatams in Chinese, but I guess Krishna is impressed. He's very enthusiastic. 5-6 hours a day, did it.
昨天呢，他们巴沙誓言在来中国之前，就说在这一个月之内要读完《薄伽瓦坛》6、7、8、9、10、11、12篇。亚穆娜昨天裸着一大堆书，就包括圣帕帕的要旨。那虽然无论怎么样，但是猫咪说我们一努力去这样做。对，哈利克斯。
Okay.So now we are coming to surgery room. The very, very expert surgeon Narada Muni giving open heart operation on Yudhishthira, the emperor heart.
Sorry. 前面还讲到就这样子，要这样学完的话，每天至少要有5到6个小时阅读佛家把它的世界。那既然回过头来，我们看这个 Narada Muni 呢，就好像是一个外科医生一样，他现在要给 Yudhishthira开膛破腹，把他的这些东西给掏出来。
Yes. So we just look in the verse 48. We stopped last time. He just very harshly tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, look to the Supreme Lord only. Stop being nice and just be devotee.
那么我们来看第48节，在这里，那个母女说话是非常尖锐的，你只是仰望至尊主，不要再想你要做好人的念头了。第48，因此国王啊，你应该只仰望至尊主，他是独一无二的，用不同的能力来展示他自己，而且既在内又在外。
Yes, different energies, inside and outside, everything is Krishna's manifestations.Stop trying to replace him, even in your kingdom, even in your family, in your palace. Just stop it. It's very painful to hear.
那么这个世界上所有的一切都是至尊主的展示，都是 Krishna 的，都是至尊主的能量。无论在内还是在外，所以呢，你不要再去模仿至尊主。无论是在你的王国内，在你的家庭里，你都不是至尊主。
It was by Krishna's desire that Yudhishthira Maharaj became the emperor. He didn't have this ambition. It was by Krishna's desire that the battle of Kurukshetra was fought with like millions of people leaving their bodies in 18 days. It was all by Krishna's desire that Yudhishthira became a sovereign emperor, ruler of the earth.
是由于 Krishna's 愿望， Yudhishthira 大君才当上了这个帝王。而 Yudhishthira 自己他其实是没有这样的野心的，在这短短的18天当中，成百上千万的战士都离开了躯体，而是最终使 Yudhishthira 成为了整个星球的帝王。
And now Krishna is very kindly sending Narada Muni to tell Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know what, you have no power, you have no control over anything. Okay, you cannot even find your blind uncle with blinded auntie and Vidura who loves you so much. You're just basically like possessing only imaginary rulership. I am the one. I am Ishvara. Very painful.
但是非常有意思是 Krishna 却安排 Narada Muni 在这个时候来告诉 Yudhishthira 大君，其实你不是什么控制者，你甚至连你瞎眼的叔叔跟伯伯跟伯母都找不到，更何况是 Vidura。 实际上你所有的这些控制的能力只不过是你想象出来的这种统治权利，所以这个事实是不是非常的令人心痛。
Shri Prabhupada in the purport stresses the point that we have the same qualities as the Lord. We are coming from Him finally. But our experiences of all kinds of feelings, emotions, happiness, and distress are all perverted. They're all upside down because they're not centered at the pleasure of the Supreme Lord.
实际上，我们所有大的功力在告诉他是我们所有的品质，这一切都是来自于主的。那么，而现在呢，却，就是我们所有的情感啊，这些都是也都是来自于主的。但是现在呢，我们却，颠倒了啊，把这些当做是主了。
Now, Srila Prabhupada says, only because of forgetfulness of our divine nature, we suffer happiness and distress, because happiness here is also suffering.
那波尼就说，只是因为我们忘记了我们这是神圣的品质，神圣的本性，所以呢，我们才会痛苦。无论是快乐还是痛苦，其实总结而言都是痛苦。
Now, so Prabhupada uses very interesting analogy. He says, but the current, I would say current of love, constantly flowing for the Lord, from the Lord himself to all the living entities. Very interesting metaphor.
在这里有个很有趣的比喻，就是这个至尊主的爱的这个
like river.
就好像爱的流水啊，就是时时刻不断的流向这个生物体的。
And this river is meant to rectify the living entities, rebellious living entities. I mean, bad citizens, ex citizens of the spiritual world.
那么其实这个河流呢，是为了来纠正那些就是违抗或者是叛逆的从灵性世界离开灵性世界叛逆至尊主来到这个物质世界的一些堕落的灵魂。
So from within he corrects the living entities as Paramatma, the children. Yeah, the super soul corrects, prompts, tries to guide if somebody wants to hear, to listen and hear.
如果有人他渴望去聆听这种至尊主所给一个纠正的声音的话，那么至尊主就会作为超灵在生物体内心给予他纠正。
Now from without, from outside, how does Krishna help? A very interesting. Correcting through the scripture and through Guru. Guru is here to correct us and not to give us chocolates, you know, and ice cream.
那么外在呢？怎么克什呢？他怎么来帮助我们呢？是通过经典和灵性导师。那灵性导师他的存灵在，并不是说给我们巧克力、给我们糖吃，而是来指正我们、纠正我们的。
But it's not like in prison beating the inmates of the prison and making them work very hard and die. No, no, this is loving correction, bringing people to light, to happiness, to real happiness. That's why the spiritual masters are not Yamaraja's representatives, they're Krishna's agents.
而灵性导师给的纠正这种使人改过自新啊，并不是说像监狱里的狱卒，然后打揍啊，让这个犯人去干活呀，这样子，而是通过爱给予纠正，使人走向光明，使人能够意识到真正的灵性的身份。
So what's our idea? To cooperate.With the Supreme Lord, the ways he wants to correct us, try to understand, accept, and change ourselves to his pleasure.
所以呢，我们应该就是跟至尊主合作，按照他希望我们行事的方式去做事情，并且接受他是至尊主。那至尊主作为灵性导师，他不像是Yamaraj, 而是 Krishna 代表。
Narada, so he's telling Yudhishthira Maharaja to not be disturbed by all these distresses and happinesses of this material life. That his eternal associate of Krishna. Still, Narada Muni has to remind him, forget about all this way, right?
虽然尤迪斯蒂尔大军他是至尊主永恒的同流，但是呢，纳达穆里在这里还是提醒他，要忘记你这个物质世界上所谓的快乐跟痛苦。
What Yudhishthira has to do right now, he has to figure out what is his role in the Lord's mission on this planet. Help him. This is his duty, and not go find his uncle and uncles and aunt and bring them home and feed them nice prasadam. Very heavy teaching.
Yudhishthira 当务之急所要履行的职责就是如何能够更好地配合至尊主在这个地球上所从事的逍遥活动，而不是出去跑去把他的伯父伯母都找回来，然后带到家里给他们好吃的 prasadam， 而不是这样子。
Material compassion is not at all welcome.
物质的怜悯根本就不值得欣赏。
Now Narada Muni is giving a hint. He's not telling directly that everything already is going to happen very soon, that Krishna is going to wind up his pastime, but he's giving Yudhishthira a hint. Be serious about your spiritual life.
Narada Muni 没有直接告诉 Yudhishthira, Krishna 的他的地球上的显现就马上就要结束了。但他在这里只是给了他一些暗示，提醒他你应该更专注于你灵性的生活。
The next purpose of Prabhupada is explaining very kindly difference between demons and devotees, and it's not what we think.
然后纳达穆尼他介绍，
explaining Śrīla Prabhupāda and his purpose explaining which living entities are considered demons and which devotees.
在下来的世界当中，舍巴巴德就解释了什么样的人是恶魔，什么样的生物体他是奉行者。
Those who are trying to be obedient to the Supreme Father, the Lord, are called demigods.
那些努力的去服从至尊父亲、至尊主的就是半神人。
Yes. So in discussing with the morning yesterday, two devotees who are just trying to do sadhana and to follow instructions of our spiritual masters to do something to please the Lord, and we automatically fall into the category of demigods. What? Yes.
昨天妈咪还是在跟亚莫娜讨论，就是我们做分身者的话，我们努力的去追随聆听导师训令，努力的去做好规范休息站等的，然后努力的去为取悦聆听导师、取悦分身者做一些事情。那么毫无疑问，我们都应该是属于半神人这一类人。
I know the other people who are not interested in listening to the Supreme Lord or even don't accept him, they are automatically considered demoniac. A lot of people in the world are like that.
而另一些人呢，他们不愿意聆听从 Krishna， 甚至不愿意接受 Krishna 为至尊主。那么这样的人呢，毫无疑问，他们应该是属于恶魔这一类。而这个世界上有那么多那么多的恶魔。
Now, Narada Muni is again hinting to Yudhishthira that the Lord already eliminated most of the demons who wanted to take out of this existence, of this world for now. His duties toward demigods are finished.
那么 Narada Muni 在这里就暗示 Yudhishthira, 他现在至尊主他已经消除了这个世界上大部分的恶魔，他对于半神人要履行的职责就已经完成了。
And because Pandavas, you know, the families that are godly, Narada Muni is giving very interesting instruction. You may wait in this world as long as the Lord is on the earth, and then you better leave, because Krishna's entourage has to go back together with him.
那不，你在这里说的非常有意思，就是说你们在这地球上等待了，等待着，直到就 Krishna 在这个世上，处在这个地球上的时间，然后要 离开这里，然后跟着他一起去回到永恒的居所。
Both Narada Muni and Vidura, they knew that already the whole Yaduvamsha was destroyed and Krishna left the planet, but he's not talking. He just wanted Yudhishthira to send Arjuna on the mission for a few months to stay in suspense without knowing what, that the horrible thing of Krishna leaving the planet has happened already.
Narada Muni 跟 Vidura 一样，他们都知道那亚洲王朝即将就要毁灭，他现在却不能告诉尤迪士大军有关于相关的事情，而是等着在几个月后尤迪士他派遣阿朱娜把这个消息带来。
It's not time to take care of old uncle Dhritarashtra. It's time to take care of your soul. Try to get completely spiritualized and live properly. Live this world in good consciousness. That's a very serious instruction.
现在不是去找寻找你的伯父伯母的时候，而是不是照顾你伯父伯母的时候，而是要照顾你自己灵性生命的你自己灵魂的时候，更认真的去休息，然后带着良好的知觉回归神兽。
Now, the money needed to prepare the mind of your minds of your teacher, all the Pandavas and their families.For this news, so he did not talk. He only explained to become very obedient and very serious in spiritual life.
那达摩尼他在告诉玉帝知道以及潘多拉兄弟以及在王宫里的人。Only what obedient?
Obedient, yeah, to the will of the Lord, to do only what Krishna wanted his teacher to do.
他应该就是对于至尊主的愿望完全顺从主的愿望，看主希望他做什么。
Narada Muni is hinting that Dhritarashtra is being taken care of by very pure devotee, his spiritual authority, who is Vidura.
It is Narada Muni 在提醒他，提醒 Yudhishthira, Dhritarashtra 他会在他非常纯粹的灵性导师维杜拉的照顾下。
This is translation 51st.
第五十一世节译本。国王啊，你的叔叔达瓦斯拉，他的弟弟维杜拉和他的妻子甘达里已经去了喜马拉雅山的南边，那里有伟大的圣者的庇护所。
They're not there yet. They're going to reach. But Narada Muni knows the future. And he also wants to stop Yudhishthira from grieving for a small problem. Because a bigger problem is going to happen, already happened right now. The son of Krishna has set.
那 Narada Muni 他就是讲他们呢已经去了喜马拉雅山南边，并不是说他们已经到了那里，而他希望 Yudhishthira 呢不要为这个小事情而悲伤，相反他应该关注的是大事情，也就是 Krishna 这个太阳就将落下，即将落下。
Dhritarashtra to the ashram of the great sages, there to where he can get his spiritual eyesight back. There enlightenment, no need to worry about him.
那么Yudhishthira 大军他的这个灵性的视域呢就被点亮，被启明了，然后呢他意识到应该为自己而担忧。
Not that Narada Muni consulted with Vidura, but he knows well where Vidura is bringing Dhritarashtra. The place is called Saptasrota, seven branches of the Ganga.
那 Muni 他虽然没有去问 Vidura, 但是他知道 Vidura 把 Gandhari 他们带到这个叫做 Saptasrota, 就是恒河的那分成七支的地方。
Yes, we know that seven rishis, seven main sages of the universe, they have their own planets and they're far up, in this almost close to spiritual world. But all of them have their ashrams and residences in Himalayas as well on this earth, because it's a special karma bhumi. Only from this earth, people can live back to Godhead by doing different tapasya, bhakti, yoga, and so on. They are very often coming here.
Oh, 那我们知道这个宇宙当中有七位非常著名的七大圣贤，那么他们在就是离这个星球非常非常遥远的地方，也完接近灵性世界、灵性星球的地方，有他们各自的星宿，但是呢，他们还是来到这个星球上、地球上，然后在这个喜马拉雅山边建立起他们自己的阿舍，因为这个星球，我们所在的地球是一个非常特别的星球，叫做 Karma Varsha。在这里的话，有一个特别的好处，就可以通过各种修行、各种苦行，去到灵性世界，无论是通过其他的修行方式，或者是 Bhakti 瑜伽的方式。
Also, the seven sages and other sages of the universe, they want to be useful. Demigods not often need their help and their advice, instructions, but in this world, in our poor loka, they can be very useful by guiding people towards at least emancipation, liberation. If not, back to Godhead altogether.
那其他圣贤呢？他们在这个地球上特别的有用，因为有很多人他们都会去咨询他，去咨询他们，他们可在他们的帮助下，哪怕是没法去到灵性世界的话，至少也能够得到解脱。
Now the question is why? Next, the third verse, Bhagavad Gita is describing what Dhritarashtra is going to do, already doing. He's doing Ashtanga Yoga at this advanced age, being complete materialist all his life. Why should start doing yoga?
那么接下来这个世界非常有意思，讲的就是 Dhritarashtra 他在做八普瑜伽。那么在这个物质世界上的，就这种物质的方式，sorry, mommy. And
very materialistic person. Yeah, he's very materialistic. Was all his life very materialistic, and also Han Lao. Okay, and that at some, why should he now start doing yoga?
那这个 Rasa 他是一个很物质化的人，他这一生呢都过着很物质享乐的生活。但是，而且他现在呢已经非常年纪很大，很老了。那么为什么他这个时候要开始做 Ashtanga Yoga 八步瑜伽呢？Hare Krishna. Oh. Hare Krishna. Oh. 我们妈咪丢了，我们得赶快把她请 Krishna 请求能够找回来。Hare Krishna. 再稍等一下。我们可以想一下这个问题。为什么 Dhritarashtra 这样的一个人物在这年老的时候还会开始来修习这个瑜伽。Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. 对不起，可能是这个人不知道。Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.哦，对不起，刚才
来了来了，
好，可以
听到吗？
听到。
Now, not only he's doing yoga, bathing three times a day, which purifies the body, he's also sitting in the Agnihotra, fire yagya sacrifices, and fasting, drinking only water.
那么他不仅是在练瑜伽，而且他每天三次沐浴，并且坐在这个火堆旁边做火炬，而且每天只喝水，禁食，不吃其他的。
Yes, Bhagavad Gita answers it. Helps us control the mind. Very good benefit. All the purifying ceremonies. And second benefit, frees one completely from the thoughts of family and affection. All attachments are like vanishing.
那么薄伽瓦坛告诉我们，通过这样一个人呢，他可以控制心意来净化自己。另一方面呢，他可以能够逐渐的从对家庭的这种依附当中，家庭的依恋当中摆脱出来。
Now, next question is, devotees often ask, why Vidura could have met him into Bhakta, you know? Chant Hare Krishna, be happy, eat prasadam, dance, whatever, go back to Godhead. Why didn't he do that? He was capable. He's one of the Mahajanas.
那么复见者又会有另一个问题，就是 Vidura 他是很有力量的，他是十二位 Mahajan。就十二位奉海权威之一，他为什么没让Dhritarashtra 成为一位奉献者，就唱诵 Hare Krishna 荣耀不杀等，然后快乐回归神手呢？
Shilpa Pada says it was not possible. Dhritarashtra was envious and inimical towards the Pandavas, who were very good devotees of Krishna. Krishna was not ready to let him do Bhakti Yoga, and Vidura knew it very well.
那么舍巴法德在药师当中说，因为这个对 Dhritarashtra 而言，立即成为奉献者是不可能的，因为他内心对于潘德拉的兄弟可是呢他非常亲切的奉献者怀有嫉妒之心，所以维多拉知道可是呢不会让他立刻就回归神手。
Instead, Vidura chose a different method of concentrating the mind and satisfaction of pleasing Lord Hari by tapasya, by yoga, which was more appropriate in his case.
从他这个Dhritarashtra 情况来看，让他能够全心全意的专注于取悦主 Hari， 那么可能对他让他的心力完全专注于取悦主 Hari， 可能对他来说更实际一些。
Yes, having the good habit of being in passion and ignorance all his life, Dhritarashtra couldn't jump immediately to Bhakti Yoga. It sometimes takes millions of lifetimes of pious activities to rectify the mind and senses.
那么为这个 Dhritarashtra 这一生呢，他所这种所做出的这种愚昧的状态，以及他的他的这些就是这个思维跟行为方式呢，使得他需要很多生世以后才能够变得虔诚。
But loving sentiment for Lord and Lord's devotees was not like awakening in Dhritarashtra's heart. That's why he had to do very severe tapasya, which is also pleasing the Lord.
对于这个至尊主的奉献者以及至尊主本人，这种爱的情感呢，还没有在 Dhritarashtra 的心中被唤醒，所以对他而言，更合适的可能就是做一些严苛的苦行，机械的让自己的心意专注于至尊主哈利。
This is translation of the 55th verse. Narada Muni is predicting the ascension of Dhritarashtra.
Ascension.
Coming up in spiritual
life. 那么第55个时节，那么你就预言了这个 Dhritarashtra 他后面的这个结果。译文Dhritarashtra 王将要把他的智慧与纯粹的身份合一，然后作为一个生物体理解到自己在至上与至尊的凡完全是一样的，便融入至尊的存在之中，他将会自有阻挡的天空中解脱出来，他将会晋升到灵性的天空。
So actually, the yogic process also brings one to realizing the spiritual identity and eventually to quitting the material world, but usually it takes a long, long, many lifetimes.
那 一般情况下，这种积极的瑜伽休息方式也能够使人认识到自己年轻的身份，并且摆脱这个物质的束缚。但是，一般情况是需要很长很长的生时。
So, but I explain that the Rasta had to merge into the existence of the super soul.
舍帕帕讲到 ，Rasta 他必须得要融入到超灵。
And this way, understand that qualitatively he's non-different from the Lord.
那么从这样之后呢，他才能够觉悟到自己在智上其实与至尊主是没有区别的。
It's a giant leap from where he was, envious, blind, spiritual and materially keen, full of attachments, envy and the non-tolerance towards devotees, to understanding that he's non-different in quality with the Lord. Giant leap.
那实际上对于一个在灵性跟物质上都是瞎子的这样的一个人物，对于至尊主的奉献者充满了嫉妒之情的这样的一个人，他要能够认识到自己跟超灵在智上其实是一样的，要快到这一步，其实中间是一个很大的鸿沟。
But Prabhupada says it became possible by the mercy of Vidura and the Supreme Lord combined mercy. It was really very heavy task.
但是薛帕帕讲到，通过这个 Vidura 与至尊主这两者仁慈的结合，使得 Dhritarashtra 他取得了如此非常大的进步。那么这其实是一个很难完成的一个任务。
The Rasta's great quality was he actually listened to Vidura, his small brother, and he impressed Krishna by that, and Krishna himself helped him attain this perfection, yoga perfection, just because the Rasta listened to Vidura, and Vidura is so dear to Krishna.
那是 Rasta 他有一项非常好的品质，就是他听他的弟弟 Vidura 的话。而这一点的话就非常取悦 Krishna， 那Krishna 他就出手帮助了 Dhritarashtra， 做出了使他有了这么大的跨越。那 Dhritarashtra 他的成就完全只是因为 Vidura 是对 Krishna 很亲切的人，而 Krishna。
Please read the 56th translation。
第56世界译本，他将要停止种种感官的活动，甚至停止对外界的活动，他对受物质自然形态影响的感官的各种交互作用都会无动于衷的。在弃绝所有物质性的职责后，他一定会变得确立不动，超越路途上一切的障碍之源。
Narada Muni, don't disturb your uncle. By the mercy of Vidura, he'll attain perfection in 5 days. It's in the future, still in the future. The Rasta just ran away from the house. 5 days for achieving perfection, it's really wonderful. Just stop grieving for him, stop looking for him.
那达摩尼他其实告诉就是迪拉，你的伯父他5天之后就要达到完美了，所以呢，你最好不要去打扰他，你也不要去找他。
Yes, don't disturb. Yes, Yudhishthira's compassion was false, and his desire to bring the uncles and auntie back was disturbance on their spiritual path. Very bitter truth to hear.
那么 Yudhishthira 他这种悲痛啊、同情、怜悯之心，其实都是不真实的，因为如果他这样做的话，把他的伯父伯母再到往找回来，再到皇宫里来，那么这会反而会阻碍他们的灵修之途，所以这个事实是不是很挺苦的听起来。
And Narada Muni says he will leave his body most probably on the 5th day from today. Only 5 days doing this special yoga process and Dhritarashtra is perfect. It's really impressive.
那如你说从今天开始5天之后他就会离开躯体，所以 在五天的瑜伽休息之后就能够达到完美，这是简直就是一个很令人难以相信的进步。
Moreover, in case if you hasty rak and say, oh, I have to find the body and burn the body and just let him get liberated from the soul, Narada Muni tells, don't worry, by attaining yoga perfection, he'll enter into the fire and the fire will burn his body. You don't have to worry even about that.
啊，那么可能 Yudhisthira 的君他还会想，哎呀，那我最好还是把他这个躯体找回来，然后让他那个把它火化了等等，但是那牧师告诉他，其实你甚至都不用担心这些好事，你要就是这五天之后他会走入到火中，而且就是这个你都不用担心。
不用担心 yet. And this can say, Singula, Singula, what about the auntie, the old lady blinded herself? In other words, don't worry, she will enter the fire too.Interesting, really liberating all attachments and false confession.
嗯，就是第二大军，他可能还会想啊，但是我的伯父走了，那我的伯母该怎么办呢？那他们就告诉他，你也不要担心啊，他会就是追随 Dhritarashtra 而去，所以呢，你放下你这些这个物质的或者虚假的这些担心吧。
嗯。Now, the next question, which Narada Muni see, does not let Yudhishthira talk, because Yudhishthira has all these thoughts and they can really be easily read from his face. Narada Muni not let, it's time to listen, time for Shravanam. And like next question is about Uncle Vidura. Sure, every normal person would have asked, what about my Uncle Vidura? Narada Muni says, don't worry, I'm going to tell you why Uncle Vidura you cannot catch and why should not you catch him.
嗯，那的风景他在这个时候呢就根本就没有给 Yudhisthira 大军说话的机会啊。Yudhisthira 大军他所有的这些疑问呢从他的脸上就可以看出来，但是呢这个时候是要听话的时候而不是说话的时候。那风景可能 Yudhisthira 大军心里还会想，那我的叔叔Vidura 怎么办呢？那的母女就告诉他，你都不用担心。
59, please read the 59. Narada is just talking.
第59个世界，那个母女继续讲到，Vidura 在悲喜交集之下将会离开朝圣之地。
Now, why Vidura was both happy and very sad at the same time?
那么为什么在这个时候 Vidura 他会悲喜交集，就是又悲痛然后又喜悦呢？
Dhritarashtra reached the highest stage of highest of what he could have reached, highest stage of consciousness, yeah, yoga perfection.
Dhritarashtra 他达到了他所能够达到的最高的完美，就是瑜伽的完美。
Vidura was with him, but Vidura did not go to whatever higher planets or out of this material world. Very interesting, right? But Vidura was also sad, not because of himself not going back to God. He had a lot of duties to perform ahead of him as Yamaraj. No, he was sad because he couldn't make Dhritarashtra into Bhakti Yogi.
Vidura 他的伤呢并不是说他看到Dhritarashtra 升到了这个很高的星宿，他自己没法去，也没有因为他不得不留在这个物质世界里而感到悲伤，因为他在这个物质世界上还是有很多的职责要去履行，因为他是 Yamaraj。 但是呢他的悲伤是因为他觉得自己没法把 Dhritarashtra 引导到这个分爱的道路上。
So it's actually, we have to understand, it's not a race who will get out of material world faster or go back to Godhead faster. I mean, we're all going to come back to Godhead sometime in the future. No worry, it's no racing, no competition. We have to do our duties, we have to try to please the Lord, we have to try to save as many people as possible. So Vidura was not sad for himself.
那么 我们要知道，其实并不是说我们要竞赛啊，谁先回到临线时间来跑步一样比赛。那么其实不同的分人他们在这个世界上有不同的职责要完成。
Prabhupada Shiva Prabhupada comments here about Dhritarashtra's offenses against Vaishnavas. And Shiva Prabhupada says that they are more heavy than offenses against the Lord, very difficult to pardon, to forgive.
Shiva Prabhupada 讲到 Dhritarashtra 他对 Krishna 心爱的奉献者们所做的极大的冒犯，这种冒犯呢比冒犯至尊主本人还要严重，是很难被原谅的。
It would have always been very merciful for Dhritarashtra and really he would have liked him to become a devotee. But Srila Prabhupada says the result, especially bhakti, is bestowed only by the Supreme Lord. And Krishna did not feel like giving bhakti to Dhritarashtra.
那 Vidura 他是非常希望他的这个兄长能够具有这个 bhakti 的，但是呢这个奉爱呢只有 Krishna 他才能够给予某人，这个人才会有，所以呢 Krishna 他非常的不愿意给 Dhritarashtra 这个 bhakti。
After becoming liberated, people very often take a lot of lifetimes, Srila Prabhupada says, till they attain to the level of bhakti yoga。
舍帕帕说，一个灵魂在得到解脱之后，他还是需要很长的时间，他才能够达到奉爱。
Now, also, Shilpada said that Vidura was very sad because his brother and his sister all left their bodies in front of his eyes. So he wanted to console himself. How? To go on pilgrimage, to bathe in all the holy rivers, to pray for them, to do fire sacrifices. No way to bring him back to Hastinapura. Forget about it. That was the message of Narada Muni to lamenting Yudhishthira.
那 Narada Muni 他告诉 Yudhishthira 大君，他应该做的是什么呢？他应该去到圣河里啊，去做一些净化呀等等，而不应该把努力试图使他的伯父伯母带回家。
Oh dear, Narada Muni spoke his instructions, playing his vina narayana narayana, he disappeared in the sky. That's his style. He never said sorry, maybe we can take prasadam together, whatever. No, he just disappeared.
最后呢，Narada Muni在教训完之后呢，他就弹着他的维纳琴，然后就消失在空中了，就像他一贯所做的这个一贯的行为方式一样，他没有留下来要荣耀完菩萨人再走。
So Prabhupada calls Narada Muni eternal spaceman, very wonderful.
是帕帕的在这里称 Narada Muni 是永恒的太空人。
And he is not attached to anybody or anything, so he comes and goes as he pleases. As soon as he gave instructions which were supposed to save, to help Yudhishthira, he disappeared. Now Yudhishthira has to think what to do, to follow or not to follow these instructions.
那的目的呢，他就无所应付，所以来去自由。然后他给完教导以后呢，然后就走了。然后留给 Yudhishthira 大君来思考，他到底要听还是不听。
But what did Yudhishthira do? He put his instructions, Narada's instructions, in his heart, and thus became rid of all lamentation. That's the result of associating with pure devotee. All the tonku sufferings go away.
而 Yudhishthira 他选择要听从 Narada Muni 的教导，然后他所有内心的这些悲伤就自然就消失了。这就是跟纯粹奉献者联谊的力量，是我们所有的悲伤都消失了。
So, as usual, the rule is Madhurina Samapad. Finish on the sweet note, even this very difficult to accept and digest chapters. Always finish on the sweet note.Yudhishthira becomes satisfied, gave up his desire to catch his uncles and save them, and became basically happy. The end of the chapter.
那么一般而言，我们还是在这个非常甜美处结尾，甜美的结尾。那虽然这一章就 然说消化起来是有点困难的，但是最终的结局就是 Yudhisthira 他放弃了心中因为伯伯伯母的离去而所产生的这种悲哀，所以这是一个也是一个喜剧的结尾。
When we came to this section of Bhagavatam, I was very scared how we can go without sitting and crying for a few months, you know, how we can study these chapters because they were all so very sad. Starting from this chapter, and Lord Krishna leaves the world and Pandavas leave the world andParikshit Maharaj making this mistake and leaving this world. Everything is so simple. But actually, it is not. Because it's part of Krishna's Lila. It's his special sweetness.
那么在这第一篇这么多章节来说，我们在想啊，怎么能够把它学完，因为这里面的内容都是很让人伤心的啊！这里呢，就是接下来 Krishna 就要离开这个世界，然后 Pandava 五兄弟要离开，然后Parikshit 王他被这个诅咒等等，这一系列事情都是让人很悲伤的。但是实际上，这些都是至尊主 Krishna 的消耗时光的一部分，因此他们都是甜美的。
Yes, besides that, we know even Dhritarashtra got promoted through heavens to at least to liberated stage, at least to Panguan. That's for sure, to Brahmajyoti.
那此外的话 Dhritarashtra 他至少被提升到了梵光的层面。
All the people who were killed in Kurukshetra battle, they went to their original places. Those who were from heavenly planets went to heavenly planets. Most of them, because of seeing the Lord while fighting, they got liberation. And some of them even got promoted to spiritual world. Nothing to lament about.
而且在这库鲁世界战场上离世的人们，他们有些都回到了他们原本的岗位上。那有一些呢，他们因为在战场上面对面的见到了至尊主，他们得到了解脱，甚至有的灵魂回到了灵性世界。
Krishna went back to Gaudiya to grace his house, very important business and play, because life in this world is not easy. Even 125 years, out of them, 115 full of politics, all like demoniac people trying to attack his devotee friends. It was not so easy for Krishna. Not so fun song. Only 29 years in Raja was very relishable. Everything else was difficult.
那 Krishna 呢，他现在也要回去做他的牧牛童去了，因为在这个世界上的生活其实是非常的挺苦恼的。他这个在这个世界上的125年当中，有115年是在这个政治啊这个战争啊当中度过，只有在 Vrindavan 的那十年时光还是蛮逍遥自在的。
Yeah, the same with Pandavas. The life here looks like a chain of big sufferings and tribulations. But, you know, they retire from all material activities, leave their bodies, and they go back to Gaudiya to always be with their Lord without all this interesting politics and other things. So nobody actually lost anything besides suffering.
那么再看看 Pandava 兄弟，他们这一生啊，就好像是接二连三的痛苦跟灾难造组成的现在他们要离开这个世界，然后回到永恒的跟 Krishna 在一起，然后在那里远离这些非常有趣的这些政治的纷争跟阴谋。
No, need to cry. We have to join these people. Those people who go on the way back to Gaudiya to study from them how to do this, because Krishna is really pleased. Everybody will die in this world, but Krishna is pleased with devotees who are looking up to him, like Yudhishthira was advised, trying to reach him, like all our ISKCON devotees marching back to Gaudiya in this lifetime.Even maybe we don't take this movie out of 24 gold, but at least we're looking for it and we're marching, so Krishna's very pleased.
所以死离开躯体好看起来是好像很伤心的事情，但是其实这是件好事情。我们 就好像我们所有 ISKCON 的，我们 ISKCON 奉献者，就好像他在这一生就回归神手上，就回归神手迈进。那无论是不是能达到这个目标，但是这种努力跟渴望就已经很取悦 Krishna 了。所以离开具体死亡不是什么不好的事情。
嗯。Okay, preparing your mind for the next chapter, disappearance of Lord Krishna.
那么这个就是为我们就是做好准备，让我们的心意做好准备，来接受下一章 Krishna 隐迹的这个事实。Hare Krishna.
And this week, don't have any questions, because next chapter will be more difficult. So let's be happy that the only Dhritarashtra went to Fanguan with Gandhari and the rest of Rome in the world.
所以呢，就是说，下一章节是更难过的。嗯，暂时呢，让我们在这个时候就喘口气，来感受一下这个时候还算甜美，因为这个时候只有Dhritarashtra 跟 Gandhari 他们进入到梵光，然后 Vidola 而且还在这个世界上。
But most amazing for me in this, this whole lila is like Brahmaji is approaching Krishna with all the demigods and telling Krishna.Thank you, you 125 years promised, already finished, and whatever, you did your duty, thank you for helping us, you can go back. I never could understand how they can talk like that.
但是如果我们想象很有意思的是，想象一下就是这个时候 Brahmaji 他带着所有的半神人然后来到 Krishna 那里，就说啊 Krishna 感谢你在这个世界上待了125年，现在你的这个任务已经完成了，你就可以回去了。
Exactly. I mean, if I were Brahma, I'd never let Krishna go. Sorry. Fortunately, Krishna did not select me for Brahmaji, so he can go.
妈咪说，如果他是 Brahmaji 的话，他肯定不会放 Krishna 走的。但是，所幸 Krishna 没有选妈咪做婆罗恨魔。
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, any questions?
好，我们来看问题。我们还是要一如既往的感谢加 Krishna 良线葵跑步，他的这个搅动甘露之阳的搅动搅放。好，感顶拜 Mata 的莲花组，我喜欢用八部瑜伽的方法唱诵圣名，是否预示我灵性身份在外昆塔而不是文达文？因为在经典中没有看到文达文居民修习八部瑜伽。Obeisance to Mata's lotus feet. I like to chant Hare Krishna holy name in Ashtanga Yoga way.Is that mean my spiritual identity is in Vaikuntha, not in Vrindavan? Because in Sastra, we never saw the Brajabasis practice Ashtanga Yoga.
Oh, what a sweet question. First of all, it's again up to Krishna, where Krishna wants to take our dear Bhagavatam and Harinama Bhakta, okay, Jai Krishna.It's not up to him to decide, it's up to Krishna to decide.
那首先呢，我们要看Krishna 其实最后是由 Krishna 来决定的。
And Krishna likes yogis very much, and the plenty of yogis and Raja, they're really different. They are converted normally to Bhaktas. I was, on my own eyes, I see many examples of that. Yogis come from different parts, from Himalayas or whatever, and they just become devotees, they write songs, they dance and sing, and sometimes go back to the caves to their disciples.
那么在 Braja, 妈妈也看到有一些瑜伽师，他们来自于喜马拉雅山的各个地方，然后到了高尔丹山，然后就成了一个奉献者，然后在那边又唱又跳的唱着圣名，然后之后呢，他们又回到自己喜马拉雅山的山洞里去。
There are plenty of sadhus who are doing Ashtanga Yoga and chanting Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva or Maha Mantra, and it doesn't mean the.
Hare Krishna. Hey.Hare Krishna. 就是说 有很多的这个瑜伽师，修习八部瑜伽的瑜伽师，他们也念诵 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 或者是唱诵 Mahamantra。 Hare Krishna。
Oh, Hare Krishna, okay.
Oh,
so, I don't know personally this wonderful devotee, but because of his keen interest to Mahamantra, with Bhagavatam, with devotional service, I'm more than sure that his very deep connection with the Supreme Lord and his sweet aspect, and if Krishna will put him on the bank of Yamuna to do his meditation, whatever. There are plenty of rishis of Dandakaranya who took birth, remember, in Vraja and did Katyayani Vrata. So, it's one option. Very nice option.
Mm. Oh, sorry, mommy, I didn't catch.
Many rishis of Dandakaranya forest from Ramalila, who just after many births, they took birth in Vraja and did Katyayani Vrata, remember? So there are many yogis who become gopis eventually. No problem.
那有很多的圣人，比如说他们在那个就是主拉玛的教室光道中，在那个某个森林当中，圣人他们就立下了这个誓愿，最后就在 Krishna 十二时光当中投身为牧牛姑娘。所以呢，其实有很多的瑜伽师他们会在去到这个文达文。
We should try to be useful in Krishna's life, whichever capacity he wants us to be, and not meditate on our Svarupa. Let Krishna give us our Svarupa. Wherever he wants us to be, we'll go there. That is very nice, his style of surrendering, without too much thinking. Servant, try to love Krishna and his devotees.
所以最好的办法呢，就是让 Krishna 来决定他让我们回到哪里去，我们而不是就是自己去心智思辨的去想象自己的灵性的身份。那我们 Krishna 想要让我们怎么样就怎么样，这是一种完全的皈依。好，下一个问题是顶白妈他的莲花族为什么把 Dhritarashtra 列出一章来讲述他的完美，有什么特别的意义吗？妈他的信息有力量，拓宽我的研习经典的理解力，感谢翻译然后所有 Vaishnava 的服务。Obeisance to Mata's lotus feet, why Dhritarashtra list, there's a separate chapter to describe how Dhritarashtra get perfection. Is there special meanings? Your information is very powerful and open, how to say, embodied my understanding of sastras. Thank you.
Okay, so that's Srila Prabhupada who makes us look deep into all these important connections which Krishna feels important, right?
是深怕怕的让我们能够进入到 Krishna 认为非常重要的这种与瓦坛当中的连接之中。
When I was reading today again the chapter to prepare, the same question came to my mind, actually very wonderful. And I remember from the third canto when the Krishna Lila is being discussed by Maitreya and Vidura, very important verse about Putana, Kamvadaya Alum Sharanam Vrajima. Somehow the parallel between Dhritarashtra and Putana came to my mind. He was so materialistic, so fallen, and never accepted Krishna as Supreme Lord. He hated Pandavas. He tried to kill them in many ways. And Krishna elevated him. He did state in 5 days. That is amazing. That is impressive.
那么还有妈咪她在读这章的时候呢，她心中也有类似的问题。她就想到这个 Dhritarashtra 他那么的物质化，然后那么的罪恶，他对于潘多拉兄弟做了这么多不好的事情，为什么 Krishna 还让他在5天之内就达到了解脱呢？就好像在第三篇当中有 Mantua 跟 Vidura 之间对话，他们就提到了 Putana 所达到的这个灵性的成就一样。
But if you look properly at the chapter, it's called Dhritarashtra Quits Home. Actually, it's mostly about, first of all, Vidura's mercy and Lord's decision to award liberation, going against the laws of yoga and nature, right? That's how we finish the chapter.
那么但实际上如果我们阅读这一章，你会发现大部分内容都是在讲述 Vidura 他给予的教导，以及 Yudhisthira 大军他最后的这个放下了悲伤的这样的一个事情。
Now, it's Vidura's mercy on Dhritarashtra. He decided to bestow him the perfection. Krishna chose which perfection? Only perfection of liberation. He didn't give him bhakti perfection. Very important topic.
Okay. Now,
about the Hastakshepa, about how Vidura intervened with the life of Dhritarashtra and changed it by his pure devotion, right? And tried to bestow the highest perfection, but Krishna put the limit on this highest perfection as a yoga perfection, only liberation. That's a very important topic, very deep.
哦，那么而且在这里有一个非常深刻的一个课，就是讲到 Vidura 他以他的这种分爱的力量，他想要让 Dhritarashtra 达到最高的完美，但是呢 ，Krishna 他却给这个 Vidura 的努力做了一个限制，就没有让 Dhritarashtra 达到最高的完美。所以这一个课，这一堂课是很深刻的。
Now it's most of the chapter it's about Yudhishthira's internal struggle, and Narada Muni teaching him how to stop being petty pleaser of the relatives and just please Hari instead, Hari Toshana.
那么还有一部分，大部分内容都是Narada Muni在如何来帮助 Yudhishthira 摆脱他内心的这种挣扎，也就是说不要成为取悦你家人的人，而更好的是取悦主哈利托什纳的人。
Even eternal associates of the Lord have their eternal struggles, wrong emotions, wrong ideas. It's very inspiring for us. We know that they're also playing the role of humans like us, and we know at the right time some devotees or guru will come and set us straight, like Narada Muni did with Yudhishthira. It's very inspiring.
而且非常非常鼓舞人心的就是像 Yudhishthira 大军这样子执政主永恒的朋友，他也会有他的这些错误的情感，错误的想法，错误的念头等等。所以但是呢，我们知道在这样的时候呢，总会有灵性导师或者是圣人来给予我们帮助。所以这一点的话是非常鼓舞人心的。
Yes, about Yudhishthira, pure devotee, King pure devotee, and Vidura, like Kshatta, pure devotee, how they live their lives. It's a chapter about them. It's not about Dhritarashtra. It's about Yudhishthira's internal growth, and about Vidura being the instructing spiritual master. Dhritarashtra plays very little role, actually, if you properly look at the chapter.
但是如果我们通读这一章的话，我们发现大部分内容都是在讲述这个 Yudhishthira 大军他内心的成长，以及 Vidura 他给予的这些像灵性导师一样给予的教导。所以大部分其实关于 Dhritarashtra 内容是很少的。
And coming back again to the same topic of Guru Tattva, our favorite topic, because Krishna often says that Guru Tattva, the representatives of Guru Tattva, Gurus are more merciful than he himself. See, Vidura wanted to give the bhakti perfection to the Dhritarashtra. Krishna said no. No.
那么再一次回到我们经常讲的一个话题，就是 Guru Tattva 有关于灵性导师真理。所以 Krishna 会说，他实际上灵性导师比他本人还要仁慈。那就好像在这里 Vidura 他想要给予 Dhritarashtra 最高的分爱的完美，但是 Krishna 说不行。
And we know the next set of seven sages will contain Dhritarashtra, I don't remember Dhrita, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, they have their path of ascension, of spiritual purification. Liberation was just the beginning.
比如说 Dhritarashtra, Ashwatthama, Dhritarashtra,
Kripacharya,
他们其实达到解脱只是他们这个灵性道路的开始。
Yes, So next Manvantara, these people, it's a long time till next Manvantara comes, right? And these will be the seven sages. By guiding people of the universe towards Krishna, they will get purified themselves. Oh. It's a long way. Yeah.
那么在下一个曼万塔年代，在很久很久之后啊，这些人呢，他们都会成为啊，在就是克什纳让他们得到足够进化以后，他们就会成为这个新宇宙当中的其他圣贤。
And Ashvatthama will become next Vyasadeva, not incarnation of God. This will be Jiva Tattva this time. He will write all the Puranas. Bhagavatam he will not write. Only Krishna writes down, right? All the Shastras he will write down. Like that.
那么 Ashvatthama 他将会成为下个 Manvantara 年代的Vyasa。那么他除了这个《薄伽梵坛》之外，他会撰写所有伟大经典，包括各种各部 Purana。当然，《薄伽梵坛》是由那至尊主亲自传授的。
Yeah, that's most amazing. Wow, wow, how Krishna is merciful really to everyone in different ways.
那其实 Krishna 他真的是对每一个生物体都非常的仁慈，而且以各种方式去给他们仁慈，所以。你都知道这一点的话，我们不由自主的要惊叹。
Okay, so we understand it's not about Dhritarashtra, it's only like about Dhritarashtra, but it's actually spiritual, like not enlightenment, like opening spiritual eyes for so many different grades of devotees. The whole chapter.
这一章的话，实际上打开了。
Opening spiritual vision, spiritual eyes for Sanjaya. Forgot about Sanjaya. Also, Sanjaya was there. Remember?
实际上这一章的话，就是为很多人打开了他们灵性的视野，包括有Sanjaya。
Okay, so just try to see this crowd of wonderful people, because you finish this one part of the drama, and we're really participating by Bhagavatam's mercy in their emotion, their interaction, their real life. And just see how Krishna is so expertly guiding everybody back to his kingdom, turning the faces to himself.
那如果我们来看这一章，我们就会看到各个人物他们在这里上演了一出非常精彩的戏剧。那么可以看到 Krishna 他是多么擅长于在指导着每一个生体如何能够回到宁静世界。
And this And this wonderful feeling of wow, wow, Krishna is so wonderful, such an expert diplomat, such an expert playwright, drama maker. It's just enough for us to get taken back to Godhead. Just have to get absorbed in the Bhagavad mood and everything. Just this feeling of wow, wow, wow. We call it like this in governance because there's no other way to express it. Krishna is so amazing. Once you feel this happiness about Krishna being so amazing, we already bought our ticket. When we use it, it's different.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. 那就是我们可以看到 Krishna 他是多么出色的一位剧作家，他所导演的这些戏剧，然后完全是为了吸引我们能够回到灵性世界。那就好像我们在格瓦丹山一样，除了看到 Krishna 的壮举而惊叹哇哇哇之外，我们好像不知道做什么其他的。所以我们如果能够经常为 Krishna 感到惊叹哇哇哇的话，我们就可以因此回归灵性世界。那让我们更多的就是处在薄伽瓦坛的这种mood 心绪当中。
Yes, now I wanted to tell you also one good news, that on number 16th in the R, it was the day of Vyasa Purnima, we will not have class before that. Yes, day where everybody is worshipping their gurus, worshipping Vyasadeva because it's his appearance day, and everybody in Raja, all the Brijbashis come to worship Giriraj as their guru. Inconceivable. Yes, we are following. Yes.
那么在这里要宣布一个好消息，就是在下个星期二，也就是在16号，那这一天呢是 Vyasa Purnima， 也就是 Vyasadeva 的显现日。在格瓦丹山的话，每个人他们都来 崇拜居
然。Raja Dajomi, it's not only me, and only Brisbane is coming because they think you're
sorry. 在这个Raja 的话，就是每一个 Raja 的居民，他们都会来崇拜格瓦丹山。Raja.
Yeah, very interesting. Raj is the guru for Brijbasi. Yeah, that's how they think. And they say like 400,000 to 500,000 people will come this time approximately. At least 5 days from Ekadashi from today till Tuesday.
Wow. 那就是因为 Brijbasi 们这个甚至 Brijbasi 的居民们他们把 Raj 看成都把他当作是自己的灵性导师。据说从今天这个 Ekadashi 开始到下个星期二大概有大概有四五十万的人他们会涌到格瓦丹山来。
40 by 10,000, yeah, 很多。Yes, and on every like 5-10 meters, all 21 kilometers, they're like colorful, you know, little like pandals, everything, very, mostly pink color with white, very beautiful, like our Raja Mandala tents. And they serve water, prasadam and dance, and they put the water cooler, so sprinkle very nice fragrant water around the people. It's complete festival. And so they don't do big Vyasa Puja to class, no, everybody's feeding everybody else, everybody's dancing.And singing day and night now because it's very hot in the daytime. Crowd comes night time also.
在这个围绕着格瓦丹山21公里的这个路程当中，我们可以看到沿途就有很多帐篷，都是粉红色，很多都是粉红色的，就好像 Braja Mandal 绕拜时候这个帐篷非常艳丽。而在帐篷里呢，人们就会给这个绕拜的行人提供。沙等提供水，然后把清凉的凉水呢就泼在这个人们的身上，洒在人们的身上。就是他们不会给 Giraj， 不是说给 Giraj 做一个很大的 puja 仪式，相反他们通过这种方式来崇拜 Giraj。因为现在呢在格瓦丹山天气很热，就晚上的时候才会有云。
Thank you for telling Liang Shui, because here they say Liao Shui is Liang Shui, because Kai Shui, nobody can drink, it's 44 degrees still. So this is so cold water. Against all Chinese understanding of healthy things. Can one drink hot water, no will burn.
那么就是说在这里的话就是温度四五十度，然后即便是这个凉水啊，都是那个对于我们中国人来说都是很烫的热水。
So and it's also disappearance day on Purnima of Sanatana Goswami. He chose to disappear during this great festival. It's always like this since Krishna's disappearance. Always in Raja they celebrate Giriraj's Gurutva, being the guru of themselves.
那么同时呢，这一天也是 Sanatana Goswami 的隐居日。 Sanatana Goswami 他决定选择了在这一天离开这个世界，同时呢这也是整个就是 Raja 的居民他们来崇拜 Giriraj 的日子。
Our Iskcon devotee is a very special program for book distribution these 5 days.
哦，那我们 Iskcon 的分线者呢就会有一个非常特别的庆祝活动，就在这个五天他们我们 ISKCON 分线是怎么庆祝呢？就用派书的方式来庆祝。
Yesterday evening time when I walked out just for a walk with Yamuna, and then next to Bhaktivedanta Ashram, there were many, many boxes and few brahmacharis standing there. They're distributing small books like Teaching of Lord Chaitanya for 10 rupees. 10 rupees. And for free, this book they give Bhagavad Gita and Hindi, big Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada's Gita. Because people don't buy big books to carry, so they take 10 rupees for a small book, everybody glad to buy, and for free comes Bhagavad Gita. Can you imagine?Thousands of books out. We got 10 books yesterday ourselves. 400 rupees, 10 books. You'll distribute to our neighbors and everyone. Thank you, Chris.
那么像昨天傍晚娘们跟妈咪一起出去，因为刚好不远离那个 Bhaktivedanta Ashram 不远的地方呢，这个几位 Brahmachari 他们就摆了一个书摊，然后书的就小书，比如说像祖禅坛禅教导这样的小书呢就卖十卢比一本，而博家梵歌这样的大书呢就免费的赠送，因为人们 就是他们不愿意在这个朝圣的过程当中背着很厚的书，所以很多人他们都去买这个十卢比的小书。然后妈妈他们也请了一些，然后派发给周围的邻居们。
So all of us, we celebrate in different ways. We were the one that we painted all the deities on the way, just the last 2-3 weeks. So they look beautiful and enchant the minds of all the bridge bashes. Whoever was on the way, Giriraja, Radha Krishna deities, Tulasi Devi, Saraswati Devi, Vrinda Devi, many, many deities. We just made them look beautiful. That was our service before we asked for them.
那每个奉献者他们都以不同的方式来庆祝这个为了迎接这个 Vyasa Purnima。 亚木娜跟妈咪跟亚木娜他们的服务呢，就是把这个绕拜这沿途的神像都给他们打扮得非常漂亮，给他们化上妆，然后就是沿途的话有Giriraja、Radha Krishna、Saraswati 女神、Vrinda 女神等等，一路有那么多那么多神像，让他们能够在这个节日期间来吸引人们。
Yes, and today we are fasting, and tomorrow we plan to taste the taste of all the prasadam, different types of prasadam on Parikrama. We will sacrifice ourselves for that. For 4 days, we are going to Yamunka, wake up and laughing. Yes. Break slowly, slowly. And then we'll start fasting and doing other things from Purnima. Yes.
Mommy 说他们今天是 Ekadasi, 所以他们今天戒食，所以明天他们出去呢要尝遍这个绕拜这个 Parikram 的路上的各种各样奉献者所提供的各种各样的美食，要甚至不惜牺牲我们的健康。
They report what they're feeding, but they're cooking everything, all the wonderful things in the world, including ice cream on top of the drum.
Wow!
Yay!
那然后都不敢相信，就是人们他们会做出怎么样的好吃的东西来，各种各样都有，甚至有冰淇淋上面放一点盐。
Yes, and also they have lights on top of all the things, so we decided to go at night to see this beautiful, colorful, like New Year lights.
晚上的时候，然后他们
because they were scheduled to participate in eating and looking and dancing program at night.
他们会点起各种五彩缤纷的彩灯，然后就打扮的五彩打扮的这个各种颜色都有，非常的艳丽，然后就是唱歌跳舞像过节一样。
Yeah, Mommy,
thank you. 就是在哥瓦丹山的。
Yeah, we are your ambassadors. By your mercy, we can live here, you know, so you have to share all the nectars in your heart at least to participate. It's really hot, very difficult. There's no water now and no electricity. Last 10 days, don't give electricity because they save it for this festival. But there's so much nectar here. So we are your servants and we are the enjoyers also of the fruits.
妈咪说，这就是在格瓦丹山的苦行。在格瓦丹山的话，这个没有，就天气非常非常炎热，而且没有水。过去10天的话都没有电，而且没有电，就是为了这个大节节省电能量。所以呢，但是呢，却结果就是我们做这个苦行，结果就是一个盛大的节日。
Okay, so happy Guru Purnima, happy beginning of Chaturmasya next Wednesday, and please try to figure out and share which things you're going to do the first month of Chaturmasya. We're going to read Narayana Kavacha, we decided every day, and just push up Bhagavata. Let's see what happens and prepare for Bhagavata Saptaha in China.
那么大家可以做好准备，为下个星期三就要开始的四月苦行做准备。那么我们可以分享，每个分享者可以分享一下，就是您打算在这个四月苦行当中来做一些什么特别的事，发现什么样特别的誓言，做一些怎样特别的服务。那么妈妈他们呢，就是要一个就是每天都要诵读Narayana Kavacha， 以及就是佛加瓦坛的这个非常艰巨的任务。
And I wanted to thank deep gratitude, deepest gratitude for my wonderful friend Radhika Pre, who tolerating our talking about Bhagavatam for another wonderful things for so many years and very emotionally, wonderfully translated. Thank you so, so much.
Much, Mommy, this is my life and the soul to keep me in living, in living. 妈咪说她也感谢 Radhika Priya 在过去多年当中容忍 actually it's the 妈咪很非常非常谦卑说容忍实际上是在给予我们甘露太厉害了感谢你
Radhika like living this our life together your little 5,000 kilometers away what is every sky but you're living and loving Krishna and Bhagavatam together it's really amazing experience
妈咪说虽然我们相隔千万里但是呢我们因为有一颗爱 Krishna 共同都有着爱 Krishna 爱薄伽瓦坛的心所以我们都感觉到大家在一起一样这就是真的是不可思议Hare Krishna 好我们今天非常感谢格瓦丹山的这个网络也感谢杨木娜的帮助让我们又能够继续得到灵性薄伽瓦坛妈咪给予的仁慈的滋润好那不早了我们一起来念三句 Hare Krishna 让我们做好准备迎接波罗波利嘛 Hare Krishna 一二三
三Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare